96.9 WCTR and the greatest hits of all time. One of my Cyndi Lauper favorites, primarily because I can remember the lyrics.
Relatively easy.
Yes,
it's like
it
that Tony song. You got the lyrics down. It's a Friday morning. We're in the downtown studio at Riverside Unique, the Friday Morning Extra. And if you're doing the math, I think it's, the third Friday. And that means Nina Flegel's here from Main Street, Chestertown. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
So lots of things going on.
Time after time. I never realized how many times she says that at the end of that song.
She says it a lot.
Yeah.
So let's throw the dart at the dartboard and land. And let's start with facade grants
are open. So for the month of March, commercial businesses and owners are able to apply for grants to help the facade of their businesses. You'll see some of them from the last fall round are getting completed right now. So the artist gallery, you see the beautiful new copper roof that's on their their overhang. Spa Angels on Park Row just got a facelift with a nice
I like
fancy
the gold
new color.
Yeah. It really stands out.
So quite a few are finishing up from that round. So this next round is now open for anyone who's interested, and there's more information on the Main Street Chestertown.org website.
And just to reiterate, it's not just the stores here on this street.
No, it's anybody in the historic district.
Right. So Cross Street, Cannon Street, some of those, you still qualify.
Yep, exactly.
So that's very important. Let's see. Artisan Market.
Artisan Market will be back in about 2 weeks. Slightly new setup for the farmers market. So instead of using Memorial Row, the artisans will actually go all the way down High Street. So the market now will extend from Spring all the way down to Queen Street.
I think that's
so
awesome.
You can just run the gauntlet all the way down.
Well, and that way you can take advantage of the businesses too. So you've got Silver Linings, you've got Evergreen, you've got right here at DOC Merchandise, Riverside Unique, you've got all these businesses
River
on this
Arts,
lower end.
You've got, the kitchen if you need a quick, brunch break in the middle of your farmer's market. So I think it'll be great. It'll really kind of line the streets.
Speaking of the farmer's market and all things wholesome, healthy, and homegrown, Earth Day.
Earth Day, April 20th is the celebration. The town's environmental committee will be putting it on for the 14th year, something like that.
Holy totally.
So they'll be on Park Road during the farmer's market kind of 9 to 1 that day. There are something like 29 or 30 vendors coming. There is activities for the kids. There will be tree saplings given away. There's going to be electric cars on display. You name it. It's going to be a huge celebration. So hopefully you come out for that, because at the same time will be sort of be the time when we turn on the Hebe Fountain again too for the season.
Oh,
so
nice.
It should be a beautiful morning to get your hands in the earth.
Well, it's like one of those things, like the spring birds coming back is when Hebe comes on, that's officially we're about to step into spring, which
exactly.
is awesome.
Exactly.
And two, hopefully, if there's someone there giving away the tree saplings, A, they're going to be native to this
mm-hmm.
area, and B, hopefully somebody there that can maybe talk to about native planting.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, that's very important to here. And if you plant something that's not native, it's not going to make it.
It's not going to make it. And it does a disservice, right, for the rest of the ecosystem. And so that is something that the Chestertown Tree Committee, the Environmental Committee, Shore Rivers, Main Street, we're all sort of really working towards, so that we're not taking down trees. But as trees either need to be replaced or new trees need to be put in, we really want to make an effort to do it with ones that will are native and thrive in this environment. So.
And finally, for Main Street Chestertown, something very exciting that they get to announce. If you've ever been to the Main Street Chestertown office, it's moving.
We are moving. We're very excited. We're about 3/4 of the way moved. But starting this month, Main Street Chestertown's offices will move to the Visitor Center right across the parking lot at 122 North Cross Street. And you'll also be seeing some changes in the Visitor Center as well. It's going to get exciting. So there'll be a little bit of a retail kind of gift component to it. The college will have a presence. We're going to open it up more for the community and to use the space. So it should be a really nice sort of asset that the community has always had, but that now our staff can finally enhance and open up to more people.
Yeah, maybe underutilized in the past.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a great thing to watch and kind of see it grow and transform. And Nothing better than Chestertown merch when you come to Chestertown.
Chestertown merch. So you'll see things slowly start to get added. Our goal is to sort of launch things officially on Tea Party Weekend, which is also coming up, by the way. If you haven't gotten your artisan vendor application in, do that very quickly, please. And so you'll sort of see things start. And then really June 1st Friday, you'll see the big shebang.
And something that I didn't realize, isn't this like the 250th anniversary?
It is the 250th anniversary of the event that is questionable if it happened, but we don't care, right? Chestertown will throw a party. So so this year's festival is actually 4 days long. It'll start on Thursday, which is the actual anniversary, May 23rd, with an incredible outdoor guest speaker series down at the Custom House Lawn. The Star Center at the college is co-hosting that with us. And then it'll go into Friday, where we will have the block party actually in Wilmer Park, because it's going to be even bigger and include fireworks. Saturday will be our classics and favorites, mm-hmm. parade the street, and then Sunday, the huge beer fest and raft race back in Wilmer Park.
So if you want to learn more about the tea party, if you're getting ready and you're making your plans, the website?
ChestertownTeaParty.org.
Nina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're a plethora of information.
What's going on?
Yeah, thanks for being with us.
Shopping for a new home can be overwhelming, but we make it easy. Go to WCTR.com and get a storefront view of beautiful homes for sale in your area from Doug Ashley Realty, LLC. The team at Doug Ashley will work with you to find the home that's just right. From small to large, rural, or right in the heart of town, they have your perfect home. For the latest Doug Ashley listings, visit WCTR.com and click on Doug Ashley Realtors.